Hammer Down Show, rolling on a Friday. Glad you're with us. Duff and Stewart, Mr. Stew. Still time for you to call or text 765-447-4080. Let's go to the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. We always wrap the week with this man right here, Nate Barrett, Purdue basketball analyst, Purdue football postgame show co-host, and he joins us on the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Nate, happy Friday, my friend. How are you?
Good to talk with you, gentlemen. We're doing well. It could be worse. You could be in the draft war room for the Raiders.
Yeah, I heard that's not going over too well with the scouts, huh? What's going on there? Stuart, what's going on with that? Your club's getting a little freaky deaky.
Well, remember I talked about Amy Trask, who hopefully we'll have on the show, was kind of somewhat as the GM out there. You know, started off as an intern back in the 80s or 70s and worked her way up. It was kind of funny because I saw a tweet or whatever talking about how, well, at least they can't blame this one on Al Davis with whatever's going on out there.
Well, that's true. That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so I don't know what's going on.
No, I just saw a tweet talking about that they sent the scouting staff home just a few days before the draft, something about they're not sure they can trust them or something. So I want to read more about it, but just go sending your entire scouting staff home because you can't trust them with the draft – 6 days out, that doesn't bode well.
Was this Mark Davis or was it the head coach? Was it Gruden?
I think it was Gruden. They're saying Gruden, and is Mayock the new GM out there?
Correct. Uh-huh.
So that they sent the scouts home. So I got to read more about it, but I just saw that. I thought, well, we're getting ready to go on with Stu and Clayton. I mean, Stu's got to have a take on the inner workings of the Raider empire.
Well, I'll tell you this. It wasn't a surprise for these guys, these scouts – put in so many hours through the year and look at so many films and write so many reports and conduct so many interviews, and they have meeting upon meeting of, you know, this is our list of guys and this is what we're going to do if he gets taken, then when this guy moves up. And I've heard that it was no surprise for just in the middle of the draft for Mr. Davis to walk in there and put a name down that nobody knows about, and he's like, this is who we're taking. And they're like, all right, call his name. Let's go. So a lot of micromanaging. So I'm wondering if that's, you know, I don't know what the whole trust thing, though. What are they?
I don't know. I've got to read more into that. But just took a quick glance at the tweet. And so I thought, you know, if that flashes across the screen 6 days before a draft that they sent those guys home, that's kind of interesting.
Well, here's the deal.
Especially coming off the season that they had.
Well, yeah, and here's the deal. Like when I interviewed Greg Olson, he just said there's always something going on with us. It's just there's always
that's
something
a great
going
way
on.
To put it.
Yep,
and it's like it's always been that way. And here's the cool thing, guys. We have a lot of these conversations around the water cooler about the fascination that our guys at work have with what it will be like when they hit Vegas. And then the intrigue just gets even better.
Nate Barrett with us, Purdue football postgame co-host, also Purdue basketball analyst on the Wings, etc. Hammerhead Hotline. I was just thinking, guys, that Nate and Stuart, you guys need to come up with a little friendly wager for Sunday, October the 6th, Raiders-Bears in London.
Ooh, that's right.
Not saying you got to do it today, but at some point, a little friendly wager between the two of you.
Well, Carmen will want in on that.
Yes, and Carm.
Carm will want in on that. You know, Bears trending up, and interesting season upcoming. You talked about, Duff, that we'd touch on Bears, Colts, Saints. I mean, you can find a fascinating storyline with all three of those franchises. Bears and Colts trending up, and then the Saints got robbed, of course, and many of our people out there's opinion, including mine. And so Saints are they're right there in the mix, should be again. And then the Colts and the Bears, both with an opportunity to, you know, take a step from where they were last year. So it's a fascinating scenario for this season, the NFL. I think a lot of fans are certainly as interested in the Colts and also the Bears as their diehards have been in a while.
Another fascinating scenario is the news we got this week that Elijah Sindelar has received his sixth year from the NCAA. How big a deal is that?
Well, we always talk a lot about, and Coach Painter's touched on it, you know, Coach Katie was able to to redshirt some guys in basketball for other reasons. But, you know, Brian Cardinal and how that helped them develop. When you think about Sindelar, Stu, here's a guy that not only wins the bowl game for you on a very damaged knee, but I don't think we can underestimate the benefits of last year on him, both from a strategic standpoint, learning the offense another year, from a hunger level to get back out there on the field, and then also from a receiver level of the talent that he's been dealt by Jeff Brohm and his staff. So I think as much as that had to be tough for Elijah last year, the benefits long-term to this program, and then with the news this week, is it me or could it fall in to be an extremely good scenario for Purdue football?
That's what I said. I really don't see any negative to it. I mean, in any way you cut it, it's going to be positive for the program and the players and getting to where we want to get to. But, Nate, I want to talk real quick. We had Coach Brohm on a couple segments ago, and the thing that Clayton asked me what I took away from it, and the thing that I took away from it was how excited he was talking about this incoming freshman class and the type of caliber of athlete. And I think there hasn't been a caliber of athlete like this coming in a long, 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 long time. And it could be scary to have that type of caliber athletes and know what we did last year in his system and the year before with, and again, nothing wrong with those players, but they just, caliber-wise, talent-wise, aren't at the level of these kids coming in right now.
Right. What you saw in the bowl game, you know, where you want to go. Auburn showed you where you want to go, and where, you know, we all know that's where Jeff wants to end up, is with that kind of talent and caliber of speed. But then you pair up these young guys. You still need a few veterans, right? You got to have some senior leaders. And Sindelar, who's been through it physically and who's been through it mentally with coaching changes and who's been through it now with a couple years with that playbook, I think he's ideally positioned to be a great leader for all these young guys on the offense especially. And so, you know, you got to have a little blend of some of those older guys. But, yeah, everything you hear from a talent standpoint of what Jeff and these guys have brought in, it bodes very well for Purdue football. And it couldn't be at a better time, guys, because you talk Clayton off air about the renovation situation and the need for that. I mean, people don't even have those conversations. You don't get the 01 renovation of Ross Aid and the new press box and all that without Drew and Stu and all those guys. That was the impetus to make that happen. And so you feel like, are we entering another golden era of Purdue football? And you very well may be, and it couldn't come at a better time.
Nate Baird with us, Purdue basketball analyst, also Purdue football postgame show co-host. And I thought along those lines, Nate, an interesting quote from Mike Bobinski in Mike Carmen's story in the Journal and Courier talking about, you know, the Ross Aid Stadium renovations and Bobinski saying we have zero capacity in our operating budget to take on additional debt. So how in the world are they going to get this thing paid for? I mean, I don't know how big a check that Stewart can cut.
But it's Easter weekend, right? So a lot of prayer would be the first thing.
Yes.
But, you know, I think he identified, you know, another quote in there that I wrote down, Clayton, was identify the folks who you think have the capacity. And I'm sure they're deep into that process of identifying those folks. And this is totally just my speculation completely, but you know, you're talking again about more naming scenarios, I would think. Stu, you might know better than I do, but when Ohio State did their end zone renovation, I think there's a name on that end zone renovation and the horseshoe, and the, you know, everything that goes with that. Do they finally do something with the field? You know, does it stay Ross Aid Stadium, but is it such and such field at Ross Aid? They're going to likely have to get creative here and find some new revenue to do that. But I keep going back in my mind, guys, to Purdue's never going to do what Michigan has or Tennessee has or Penn State, and there's really no need to with the size of market. But what if, from a fan standpoint, can you get Ross Aid to the place where in the Big Ten scheme of football, it's the Mackey of football? Can you get it to where it's a tight ticket, it's a packed house, it's a home field advantage for Purdue just from a noise standpoint, And I think there's every reason to expect that with the right vision on the horseshoe part of the stadium and with the right vision for the south end zone and all the technology of sound and everything that goes with that, I think they could do that. I think they could, you know, to use a boxing term, punch above their weight a bit with this stadium if they get it right.
So Barrett Family Field or Swigert Family Field? What are we going to go with?
We'll share it, right, Stu?
Yeah,
we'll
can do that. That's what I was thinking. I was also thinking, too, we could, on that Bears-Raiders game, we could put up a Jeep Cherokee. If I win, I can go in the parking lot and just pick out a car.
Well, what if Nate wins?
He can go through my private selection of cars and pick out a car as well.
Hey, they have not called me yet asking for Jeep's corporate number, but you know, you never know. And you know, and then the other thing is, you know, you see those ads pop up on courts and fields during the game that, you know, can kind of rotate. I mean, do you do something like that where the old ad rotation is just rolling in front of the fans at the stadium? I think this is a kind of moment where when you talk about that quote, Clayton, of no more debt. You might see some innovative and new ways. Mike's an interesting guy, and they may come up with some new ways that nobody's thought of how to do this.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch, no question about it. Nate, thanks so much for the time. Always great to catch up with you on a Friday. Enjoy the holiday weekend.
You too. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Nate Barrett, all things Boilermaker Sports. When we come back, high fives and matchups, and last chance for you to squeeze in a text or call.